very, very down.
All right. Well, maybe maybe next time.
Together maybe we make one full Britain.
That's right. Britain. And one ugly American.
Boom.
That's a phrase. That's not a...
Yeah.
The phrase ugly American. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is not, not a judgment call.
My mother says it sometimes, actually.
What?
My mother says it sometimes.
Oh.
Like when I was little, I grew up saying a bon pas. This is French, but I guess in England they still pronounce it right or something. And then people made fun of me in middle school, so then I started saying a bon pan again, and then my sister told me that I shouldn't talk like an... My mother told me I shouldn't talk like an ugly American.
Ooh. There you go.
So I'm back to saying a bon pas with like my upper lip like right there.
How often do you say that?
I don't know. There's one at the top of Macy's in New York City. We used to go like all the time.
Ah, yeah, fair. There's one right next to the Davis Tea as well.
I really enjoy that. A bon pain.
A bon pain?
A bon pain.
A bon pain.
A bon pain.
A bon pain.
And then Le Pen Quotidien opens and I was like, eh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Nay.
What?
I don't know how to say that.
The show like got way too highbrow for me.
Yeah. That's a good... Well, I feel like that one, because... It's bigger French words. I feel like it's somehow more acceptable to say it with the French pronunciation.
Has anybody here gotten past French 1? Nay?
No.
No, so no one here. We can't say it. It's up to you, viewers, 1 through 5.
Someone
calling. They're all still there.
Are they?
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around, y'all.
They're all in
there. Much appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thanks to our friends.
Makes me feel really good.
Or for forgetting to turn off your computer.
Yeah, that's often what I suspect the culprit is.
So you can keep track of who's... listening by computer, but you can't keep track by car.
Right.
Right, because that is impossible.
Right. That wasn't obvious to me, but...
Oh, well, that's another science thing.
Radio's really science weird time to with me. John.
Well, because the car thing is actually being transmitted, whereas the computer, they're actually just downloading it, like, through a web server, so...
So you can keep track of
we
that.
We can keep track of that, but the car thing is just, like, if they're attuned to our transmission, we don't know... where it's going, you know?
So all of Somerville is probably listening to us right now from
right
cars.
We can safely assume that just about every safe single assumption. Person in the Medford Somerville area is listening to us, which is cool. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Hey, bye Schick.
Are there male Schick or is it just women's?
Oh, it's, there's definitely male. I thought I was gonna ask if there was women's Schick. I thought it was just men, so there you go.
Maybe I'm wrong.
They're really good at marketing,
but the men's are cheaper because
duh.
Sexism.
The patriarchy.
Nice.
You cannot insult the patriarchy on the show either. Strict government rules.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You can't see, but they just put a vat of acid in front of me.
That's right.
If I do it again, I'm going to be plunged into it.
Let's play a game.
Oh my god.
Bro, Jigsaw Returns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play a game, bro.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I would really actually, I think I would really enjoy a Saw movie that was just set on a beach where people could just leave. People could just walk away. Oh,
typical.
There
Brennan.
Would be like a yoga class next to it at one point. Just like, oh, wow, what a weird game.
They should have made a resort out of it.
That would be really scary. A resort that you couldn't leave. That would be really frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's like, all fun and games until...
That would be scary.
It's not like, vinyasa flow anymore.
Right. It's like a Hotel California, but with Saw. Sauna would be part of it, I'm assuming. It would be just 2 degrees...
What is hot?
2 degrees too hot.
What is hot?
Whoa, everything comes around.
If you stay in here for 36 hours, you could get sick. That'd be the thing that they say about the sauna.
The pool would say no diving and all kinds of crazy stuff like that.
That's so funny.
You could crack your skull if you dive into the shallow end.
Please use our stairs.
No running.
The Brennan Corston Saw Resort.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's just
it's
nice.
It's really cheap.
All right.
Hey, I'd watch a sketch about that.
Oh,
well,
there's an idea.
The Institute's pitching some sketches tonight, so maybe you'll get one.
So maybe take my idea.
Sounds good. I do need to write some stuff. Okay, I think we got to wrap up.
Yeah. It's 9:05.
Wow,
yeah.
Time flies.
Well, yeah, but Charlie never comes. So
he often gets here eventually.
Often does get here eventually. Yeah. Sarah, any upcoming things you want people to check out or recommend?
Well, the Institute is a show next Friday.
True.
Oh, yay. You should all come to that.
Oh, word.
Thanks for repping. Okay.
They made me do it.
That's right. Sarah's feet are literally to a fire.
Which is really hot.
Yes.
For those of you who don't
and
know.
And red.
We made it right here in the studio.
Yeah. Just rubbing.
Two pieces of wood?
Just rubbed them.
Small.
Tell you, Nate?
Small pieces.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Actually, that does change the game.
Brie Frog?
Well, if you don't know, I'll remind you, we have a comedy show this Friday, 9:30 p.m., Crane Room.
Stand up.
Oh, word.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
So there's time for you to see some art and then go see some comedy.
Exactly. Yeah. The Tufts community should strongly consider that as a fun 1-2 punch for your evening.
Yeah, you can go to the Curation Collective and then the Comedy Collective.
That's it.
Those are two names.
Other stuff, it's getting cold out there, folks. Don't forget your jacket.
Okay.
We needed that.
Chloe, can we get the details?
There's a plug
details
for
on
jackets.
On your event one more time.
Yes. So polychroma, which is Greek for polychrome, which is means multicolor. That's the name of our exhibition. Just, you know, never know who's listening. Our show is Friday, 8 to 10:30. We're going to have some performance acts going up at, I think, 10 and 10:15. And the show is at 59 Ossipee Road.
Nice. John, you got any plugs? A thermos that isn't yours?
The tea is approaching a level I can drink it at. I'm really excited. It's going to really enhance my workout. Sorry, he goes,
Surfer saw.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Comedy, the stand-up show this Friday, Toot show next Friday. You can go to those.
Oh, another plug, actually. There is a clothing drive for homeless folks in the campus center happening through Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
So if you have extra clothes, please donate them. That would make a big difference.
Yeah. Good plug, Brian.
Thanks.
All right. Well, on that great note, hey, guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
This has been lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been lovely.
Thank you.
Going to play you out with some more Rubble Bucket. Probably going to be hearing them a lot. Because I love them. And I'm going to see them in January.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. All right. Well, from all of us here to just you out there.
wow, that sounds a little bit mean.
To those of you still listening
to just
radio,
you
alone.
This has been Our Comedy Electric on WMFO in Medford. No kinks to be worked out here. I'm John C. Murphy, Brian Corson, Clem Shell, Evan, Sarah Dickin. Bye!
Try to pull the fast one. to down.
Listening to WMFO Medford.
Somebody to love, find me.
somebody to love, find me somebody to love, find me somebody to love.
gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Done was to stay right by your side, like this time. Every time. So I lied and said that I missed you when we were apart. I couldn't tell you, so I had to lead you on. But I didn't mean to break your heart. I always seem distracted, like my mind is somewhere else. That's because it's true. Yes, it's true. It's this stupid pride that makes me feel like I have to follow through, even half-assedly. Loving you. Why must I always speak in terms of cowardice? But I guess I should have just come out and told you right from the start.
Professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Hired him working on the dreams he planned. days go by. Every night when the sun goes down, just another lonely boy in town. And she's out running round. She wasn't just another one, and I couldn't keep from coming on. Been so long. Oh, and it's a hollow feeling when it comes down to dealing friends. It never.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Love sticks. Yeah, yeah. Love sticks. Love sticks. Yeah. Like the first dew fall on the first Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from.
To the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!